Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. This is Instant Crush on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Abe Jollis. My co-host here is Lavender Gooms, otherwise known as Jared Cohen. We've got a really good show in store for you guys, a little bit more music-centered, as not a lot to talk about, but hey, hope you guys enjoy. Jared, what do we got first?
Thanks for introducing me, Abe. Great to be here again. Beautiful night in Medford, Massachusetts, here on the Tufts campus. We started off, as always, with Instant Crush, going into our next song, one of our favorites, This Must Be the Place.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Instant Crush. My name is Abe Jollis. If you're just joining us, my co-host here, Jared Cohen. That was This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads. Getting right into it, friend of the show and my father, Ronald Jollis. It is his 66th birthday. Actually, it was now that it is Friday, February 24th. But Thursday, February 23rd, was his 66th birthday. And here at the show, we want to wish him a very happy birthday. Jared, give him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ron.
For some of Ron's commentary, his live commentary into the show, he says, in reference to This Must Be the Place, I know all the lyrics to the whistling part.
Don't we all?
I mean, I don't. I can't whistle.
There you go.
Thanks for showing off, Jared. So, sticking with the theme of my family, my sister, who was on the show last week as a caller, she gave us a very good question. What is our go-to karaoke song? Jared, why don't you start us off?
All right, when I'm with another person, if I'm running a duet, we're doing Shallow from A Star Is Born. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, incredible duet karaoke song. You get to harmonize a little bit, and then there's that part where Lady Gaga was like, ha, ha. You can't beat that. Great karaoke song.
You just hit it perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm known for. If I'm doing it by myself, or with another person, I think Kiss from a Rose is a great karaoke song. And then I'd say those are my two karaoke songs.
Two songs I could not recognize if you played them for me.
Oh, well, that's your fault.
Well, for me, it would probably have to be Around the World by Daft Punk.
Okay. Ha 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 ha. So funny. I would pick Tequila. That's what you sound like. That's what you sound like.
It's pretty difficult. The Tequila, trying to match that one up.
That dude, there was a dude who went on America's Got Talent and made it through.
I saw that. With the Spider-Man.
Just doing that song. Karaoke to that song.
The crowd clip from that is absolutely incredible. One of the greatest videos I've ever watched.
I hate that show.
Seriously? Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's bottom denominator, like a television.
They're just all the Got Talents in general.
Well, I saw one. It was like a dude... It was the greatest performance I've ever seen of that Whitney Houston song, not I Will Always Love You, the other one, but it's like an incredible song.
Did any dance with somebody?
No. I forgot.
Moving on.
But he probably the greatest version I've seen it by a non Whitney Houston. It was a dude too. They didn't even give him the golden buzzer. Like Simon Cowell's got to like nitpick. Yeah. It's like I can't deal with that.
And then I love like they have the guest judges. Like I remember in its golden age when Neil Patrick Harris was the guest judge and he gave his golden buzzer to Piff the Magic Dragon. Probably the top one performances any act on that show was Piff the Magic Dragon. Well, perfect comedy, great magic, just excellent.
For me, as like I used to watch a lot of TV with my mom. Like I would watch like the Today Show, and I remember there was one year where I watched America's Got Talent. I mean, not America's Got Talent, American Idol with my mother. But it was the one year where Ellen DeGeneres was a judge. Like I don't know why she was a judge. There was one season. You can look back. There was one season where she was a permanent judge on American Idol. So I grew up just thinking that she was like, A, like a qualified musical talent judge, and B, like a mainstay on American Idol. I never realized until like a couple years ago that was only one season of that show.
That's also like The Voice. Like I did the same thing with my mom. It's like all Dancing with the Stars, The Voice.
I watched The Voice when it started.
And The Voice, like they just swap in and out.
It didn't used to be like that.
No. And now it's just like,
dude, Chance the Rapper is a judge
like Olivia
now.
Rodrigo.
Chance the Rapper isn't even a singer. How is he going to judge singing?
My favorite was that like Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani were on it, and they started. Aren't they married now?
Yeah, he like had an affair with her, and then it got married.
Or no, they were both divorced. Like I don't think.
Was he divorced? I mean,
sexiest man of the year.
He was
2014.
Wasn't he married to Miranda Lambert?
Yeah, but I think that was post divorce.
I feel like he cheated on her.
I feel like they all cheat on everyone.
Maybe.
It's just kind of how it goes. I mean, Good Morning America 3.
That was crazy.
That is the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life. They both got fired, and they're like,
free them. With it. Free them.
I don't even know, TJ Holmes. And
yeah, I've never watched that show, but like,
I don't know who they were until I clicked on the Daily Mail Snapchat story. And
it's
was
like an episode of Veep.
Yeah, this is the most scandalous thing to ever happen on morning television ever.
So wait, what? You're going to stick with Around the World as
Sweet
your
Home
answer.
Alabama.
Okay.
It's pretty, because it's complex enough, but it's also like, it'll get you going. Everybody knows the chorus.
Maybe I should probably add Free Bird.
Free Bird, but that...
Like, no, not for my karaoke, like to the songs we're going to play tonight.
hey. I mean, if we have a spare, what, seven minutes?
Seven minutes, yeah.
but, you know, either way. Shall we get back into the music?
Yep, you're on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts. We're playing you the best of the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and today. And
what?
Coming up next, we've got a classic from our childhood by Abe's request. It's Team by Lord.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness as you'll send the call out, 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 send. Until we live in cities, you'll never see on screen. Not very pretty, but we sure know how to run things. Living in ruins of a palace within my dreams. And you know, we're on each other's team. I'm kinda over getting told to throw my hands up in the air. So there.
Oh, let me count the ways. They came here seeking freedom, then they end up owning slaves. Justify the use of Christianity with saves. Religion don't mean shit, it's too much ego in the way. That's why ISIS is a crisis. But in reality, this country do the same shit. Take a life and call it righteous. Remember when Bin Laden got killed, supposedly, in the hotel lobby after a show. Was noticing these white ladies watching CNN covering the action. They read the headline and then they all started clapping. As if LeBron had just scored a basket at the buzzer. I stood there for a second, watched them high-five each other. For real? Thought this was thou shalt not kill, but police still letting off on niggas in the veil, claiming that he reached for a gun. They really think we dumb and got a death wish. Now somebody's son is laying breathless. When I was a little boy, my father lived in Texas. Pulled up in Toyota, drove that bitch like it was Lexus. Put my bag in his trunk and headed off for Dallas. Out there for the summer, feeling just like I was Alice. Lost in the wonderland where niggas still suffering, just like they was back home, and that's wrong. So now it's fuck the government, they see my niggas struggling, and they don't give a fuck at all, and that's wrong, yeah. Type of shit to make you wanna. Type of shit to make you wanna let go. Type of shit to make you wanna.
type of shit to make you. I had a convo with the president, I paid to go and see him. Think about the things I said I'd say when I would see him. Feeling nervous sitting in a room full of white folks. Thinking about the black man plight, think I might choke, nope. Raise my hand to ask the man a question. Does he see the struggle of his brothers in oppression? And if so, if you got all the power and the clout as the president, what's keeping you from helping niggas out? Well, I didn't say nigga, but you catch my drift. He looked me in my eyes and spoke, and he was rather swift. He broke the issues down and showed me he was well aware. I got the vibe he was sincere and that the brother cared. But dog, you in the chair, what's the hold up? He said it's things that I wanna fix, but you know this shit, nigga, politics. Don't stop fighting and don't stop believing. You can make the world better for your kids before you leave it. Change is slow, always has been, always will be. But fuck that, I'ma bust back till they kill me. Change is slow, always has been, always will be. But fuck that, I'ma bust back until they kill me, feel me? Type of shit to make you. Alright, third verse. You type of shit to make you wanna let go. Type of shit to make you wanna, yeah. Type of shit to make you wanna. Here's a thought for my revolutionary heart. Take a deeper look at history, it's there to pick apart. See the people at the top, they get to do just what they want. Till after a while, the people at the bottom finally get smart. Then they start to holler revolution. Tired of living here in destitution. Fuck that looting, can you tell me what's the best solution? I used to think it was to overthrow oppressors. See, if we destroy the system, that means we'll have less of greed. But see, it's not that simple. I got to thinking about the history of human nature while this instrumental played. Then I realized something that made me wonder if revolution was really ever the way. Before you trip and throw a fit over these words I say, think about this shit for a second. You heard the way the children in abusive households grow up knocking girlfriends out cold. That's called a cycle. Abuse becomes the abuser, and that's just how life go. So understand, you get the power, but you know what power does to man. Corruption always leads us to the same shit again. So when you talk about revolution, dog, I hear just what you're saying. What good is taking over when we know what you're gonna do? The only real revolution happens right inside of you. I said, what good is taking over when we know what you're gonna do? The only real revolution happens right inside of you, nigga. Type of shit to make you wanna hide for hours, nigga. Type of shit to make you wanna let go. Volume one. Type of shit to make you wanna. Type of shit to make you wanna let go.
All right, we are back. This is Instant Crush on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. We're going to get this started off with everybody's favorite, some sports talk. Last week on the show, myself, Abe Jollis, I made probably the greatest prediction, an all-time call, saying that Eric Bieniemy, former offensive coordinator of the Kansas City Chiefs, was going to get hired by the Washington Commanders as the offensive coordinator. Didn't predict the associate head coach or assistant head coach, but that was unknown at the time. Not only did our very own Jared Cohen say that I was wrong, but my dad said that, quote, if Eric Bieniemy was going to become the offensive coordinator for the Commanders, then he is in charge of foreign policy for North Korea.
And what congratulations.
Happened? What happened the next day?
To Ron Jollis, Kim Jong-un will be reaching out soon.
Check the email. Check the carrier pigeon. Check any form of communication that's untraceable.
If you're feeling funny anytime in the next couple of days, you may wake up in the gulag.
In the gulag.
It was an impressive prediction. We were all naysayers. I said there was no way it would happen. I think Finian kind of agreed there was no way it would happen. And I guess the narrative was true. He just was not calling the plays in Kansas City.
No
one wanted him as their head coach. I can't see any other reason to do it, because first of all, I just can't, because if he's really the guy calling the plays or drawing up the plays or being a huge part of that offense in Kansas City, then someone will make him head coach now.
Yeah.
You got to go to Washington, potentially ruin your career, like potentially.
There is a really good chance that
if it goes badly,
quarterback next year is going to not play well.
Yeah, Sam Howell is the starter right now. No offense to him, he's not proven.
He wasn't bad in the one game that he played.
They
beat the Cowboys, didn't they?
It was one game. Let's not go crazy here. That's not how you judge a quarterback for the next
year.
But you got one game out of him. Potential, very big potential that offense is terrible. It is, and that could cost him a chance at a head coaching job. On the other hand, it could get him one. But you have to think that teams were not a believer in Eric Bieniemy as a head coaching prospect unless he could prove he could call a play somewhere else.
Or Ron Rivera is going to step down in the next couple of years, and Eric Bieniemy is being groomed to be the next guy there. Which, honestly, the jump from Scott Turner and his array of play calling, the jump from that to Eric Bieniemy is, it's going to be a sight to behold. I'm very excited. As a semi-Commanders fan, being from there, it's a very exciting time.
I don't know. That makes a little bit of sense to me. But bringing in an offensive coordinator from elsewhere, I guess they made him assistant head coach. Why not just fire Ron Rivera?
Well, I mean, you can't fire the guy. He just had cancer.
All right.
It's terrible. Either way, moving on. So, tonight, on the way over here, checked the trending on Twitter, just looking for some other nuggets of information to bite on.
Turns out there's going to be a civil war.
Close. Dylan Brooks is back at it.
Oh, no. What do you do now?
He was beefing with James Harden tonight. Really,
who hasn't beefed with James Harden?
Right, but then again, who hasn't
beefed with Dylan Brooks?
Yeah. It's just when Dylan Brooks goes at it with Russell Westbrook or Patrick Beverley, that's just going to be the two just titans of the game, of the trash talking, being a menace game.
Pat Bev, overrated trash talker, overrated everything.
Unstoppable force versus immovable object.
Guess his 3-point percentage.
Everybody listening in right now, it's not what you think. What is that I'm hearing coming through the airways? Is that 27, 28%?
37.5
career.
Unbelievable. Way higher than Dylan Brooks's, may I add. Dylan Brooks has a broken jump shot.
Not only is it broken,
and he shoots so much.
Yeah, he just takes. We keep coming back. Shots again.
We can't do a show without talking about Dylan Brooks.
Instant crush. Try not to mention.
We have
Dylan
an
Brooks
instant
challenge.
Crush on Dylan Brooks hating.
We do have an instant crush on Dylan Brooks. Also, another titan of the game in a different facet, commentary legend, English football commentator John Motson, who many fans of the game today grew up listening to, one of the greatest of all time. And we have a commentator in the studio, Jared Cohen. John Motson passed away this morning at the age of 77. Here at the show, we give our condolences and a big rest in peace to one of the greatest to ever do it.
Indeed. And on that note, we'll play an upbeat pop song. Here's 24 Karat Magic.
Magic in the air. Hit the feeling, just put your pinky rings up to the moon. Girls, what y'all trying to do?
Welcome back to Instant Crush. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts for You from Radio. That was Rhiannon, Fleetwood Mac. Abe has a very important topic you'd like to talk about. I heard he might be going apartment shopping.
I am. I've been hunting apartments recently. It's been a grind.
Oh, really? It's been a grind? I mean, yeah. You looking anywhere in particular?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to be living in the heart of the city.
Listen, first the fat boys break up. Now every day I wake up, somebody got a problem with hope. What's up, y'all niggas all fed up, cause I got a little cheddar and my record's moving out the store. Young fucks spitting at me, young rappers getting at me. My nigga Big predicted this shit exactly. More money, more problems, gotta move carefully. Cause faggots hate when you getting money like athletes. Youngins ice grilling me, oh, you not feeling me fine. It costs you nothing, pay me no mind. Look, I'm on my grind, cousin, ain't got time for fronting. Sensitive thugs, y'all all need hugs. Damn, little mans, I'm just trying to do me. If the record's 2 mil, I'm just trying to move 3. Get a couple chicks, get them to try to do E. Hopefully they're menage before I reach my garage. I don't want much, fuck, I drove every car. Some nice cooked food, some nice clean drawers. Bird ass niggas, I don't mean to ruffle y'all. I know you waiting in the wing, but I'm doing my thing. Where's the love? I said, where's the love?
Ain't no love in the heart of time.
Yeah. And then the Fuji's gonna break up. Now every day I wake up, somebody got something to say. What's all the fucking fussing for? Because I'm grubbing more, and I pack heat like I'm the oven door. Niggas praying, pray on my downfall. But every time I hit the ground, I bounce up like round ball. Now I don't wanna have to kill sound ball. Don't wanna have to cock back the 4 pound ball. Look, scrap, I got nephews to look after. I'm not looking at you dudes, I'm looking past you. I thought I told you cactus, I'm not a rapper. Can I live? I told you 96 that I came to take this shit, and I did. Handle my biz, I scramble like Randall with his. Cut in hand, but the only thing running is numbers, fam. Jigga held you down 6 summers, damn, where's the love?
Ain't no love in the heart of the city.
Niggas, where's the love?
Ain't no
my nigga, where's the love?
Ain't no love in the heart of time.
Fuck, then Richard Pryor going burn up, and Ike and Tina Turner break up. Then I wake up to more bullshit. You knew me before records, you never disrespected me. Now that I'm successful, you pullin' shit. Nigga, I step on your porch, step to your boss. Let's end the speculation, I'm talking to all of y'all. Male shouldn't be jealous, that's a female trait. What you mad cause you push dimes and he sell weight? Y'all don't know my expenses, I gotta buy bigger plates and more baggies. Why you all Aggie? Nigga, respect the game, that should be it. What you eat don't make me shit. Where's the love? Where's the love?
In the
message in the bottle.
Right, before we get back into the show, just a quick public service announcement from here us here at WMFO Medford. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Remember, adopt, don't shop. This is a public service message from WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
On that note, here's 10 Freaky Girls.
In peace, may you rest,
may you rest.
Never ever shoot below the net,
never ever.
You a rookie,
you a rookie.
I'm a vet,
I'm a vet.
That's why I got a Glock, you got a tech,
got a tech.
Not checkers,
not checkers.
This chest,
nigga chest.
I flooded out my paddock with baguettes. I curved Tiffany,
yeah,
for Jess.
For who?
Need to get myself together, I'm a mess.
Straight up.
In bikini bottom, I'm with Sandy.
Sandy.
Moesha keep on drinking out of brandy.
Brandy.
Keisha eat the Miley like it's candy.
Yeah, yeah.
Body slam a nigga like I'm Randy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a hot hitter.
Straight up.
I'm a guap getter.
Straight up.
Leave a thot bitter.
Straight up.
Get your block hit up. Oh, you think you in a group? Get that shit split up.
Oh,
tryna suck me laying down, I make that bitch sit up.
Straight up.
Yeah, hot boss, dirty stick, case closed.
Case closed.
We grill beef, nigga charcoal.
Uh-oh.
Selling pussy, hubba JJ got a barcode.
Uh-oh.
These broke ass niggas need job code. Used to use EBT to get seafood. Now Uber Eats when I want Kiku. She wanna hang, gotta let the gang GU. Metro worth a lot of M's, nigga, me too.
Rats.
Hanging off my earlobes is a rock. Hanging off my waistline is a Glock.
Pop, pop.
The body in that casket was a op.
21.
I don't throw no bottles, I throw shots.
21.
All this drip on me, I need a mop.
21.
Balenciaga boxes in the socks.
Oh God.
I got 10 freaky girls on a yacht.
Yacht.
Finna drown in them, dawg. Finna drown in them.
21.
Last altercation got 100 rounds in them.
My mom.
All my spots got a lot of bloodhounds in them.
Your mom.
Ain't no furniture, it's just a lot of pounds in them.
Straight up.
Perk soft hard, and I got the brown in them.
God.
What the bummer clock, Chateau, we don't ramp in them.
21.
Edgewood, Glenwood, Boulder Crest, and a hemp with them.
Sick.
Got a lot of sticks, you can get stamped with them.
God.
Tryna mediate the beef, you get found with
straight
them.
Up.
All these chains, rest in peace to Harry Tubman.
Harry Tubman.
Niggas broke, cause they doing too much clubbing.
Too much clubbing.
Cashed out on all my cards, cause I'm stubborn.
Cause I'm stubborn.
Zone 6 against the world, that's how I'm coming.
I'm coming.
I came out the wound, I was thuggin'.
Straight up.
Ain't no fist fights, niggas uppin'.
Straight up.
Rappers say they won't smoke, but they bluffin'.
Oh God.
When you see them face to face, it ain't nothing.
Straight up.
Hanging off my earlobes is a rock.
A rock.
Hanging off my waistline is a Glock.
Pop, pop.
The body in that casket was a op. I don't throw no bottles, I throw shots.
21.
All this drip on me, I need a mop.
21.
Balenciaga boxes in the socks.
Oh God.
I got 10 freaky girls on a yacht.
got 10 freaky girls on a yacht. You know, I was racing down the highway earlier today, riding down 20. I happened to see a nigga I robbed back in the day. You know what? He was happy to see me.
Rockin' fly kicks, honeys wanna chat, but all we wanna know is where the party at. And can I bring my gat? If not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my vest on my chest, cause niggas is a mess. It don't take nothing but front for me to start something. Buggin' and buckin' at niggas like I was duck hunting. Dumbin' out just me and my crew, cause all we wanna do is I'm a bad boy. Niggas wanna front, who got your back?
Biggie.
Niggas wanna flex, who got the gap?
Biggie.
It ain't hard to tell, I'm the East Coast overdoser. Nigga, you're scared, you're supposed to. Nigga, I toast you. Put fear in your heart. Fuck up the party before it even start. Is he drunk off a Henny and Skunk? Or some brand Nubian shit beating down punk?
Here we party,
that's that.
Here we go.
Bullshit and bitches in the back looking righteous in a tight dress. I think I might just hit her with a little Biggie 101. How to tote a gun and have fun with Jamaican rum conversation. Blunts in rotation. My man Big Jock got the Glock in his waist and we're smoking, drinking. Got the hooker thinking. If money smell bad, then this nigga Big is stinking. Is it my charm? I got the hookers eating out my palm. She grabbed my arm and said, let's leave calm. I'm in skins again. Rolled up another blunt, bought a Heineken. Niggas start to low down, a kid got choked out, blows was thrown, and a fucking fight broke out.
Yo, chill, man, chill.
Can't we just all get along so I can put hickeys on my chest like little Sean? Get a pissy drunk off a Dom Perignon, and it's on, and I'm gone, that's that.
You know, we have another public service announcement here from WMFO. Need to let you know that if your girl was out of town last week, she was in Salt Lake City for the NBA All-Star Game.
And she was hanging out with Mac McClung.
Not good news for you. So, you know, if your girl told you she was out of town last week, that's where she was. Speaking of which,
how about Mac McClung?
Am I right? I mean, we all knew who he was. The fact is, people are kind of talking like he was some nobody. Dude had the rawest high school mixtape of all time. Like, truly one of the high school goats. Everyone who Mac McClung
DMV's
is,
very own.
Go watch
Northern
his videos.
Virginia.
He was selling out high school stadiums. Like, he single-handedly, he was the only guy on that team, and there were 5,000 people at those games.
He's the goat.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people were following him when he got to college. Unfortunately, you know, he transferred. He wasn't the best college player, but it's not like he's a nobody. Everyone knows who Mac McClung is.
Yeah. He's your mama's favorite player. And he's certainly my mama's favorite player.
And now look at him.
Hey.
Dunk, dunk champion
potential
against some
sleeper pick white boy of the year.
Did you didn't watch the dunk contest?
I watched the highlights.
Did you see Jericho Sims' second dunk?
Was it the where he wrote the 50?
Yeah, the no reaction dunk where literally they have a wide angle. And not a single person in the crowd even stands up. The players don't even react. It was one of the worst dunks I've ever seen in the All-Star game.
He fumbled the envelope.
So he put his first dunk was the honey dip, one elbow. This is the second dunk, both elbows, same thing.
And then all the announcers.
And then he pulls it, and it's like 50. Oh no! Oh no! Oh no!
The double honey dip. All the announcers just up. He put his arm in the basket.
Yeah, no, they were not having it.
Mac McClung was just. What they gotta get him drug tested or something? I mean, what was that?
We knew he was like that.
Dude was insane. You see the Drewski like his ankle?
They need to drug test you.
Yeah, dude. They need to drug test this white boy.
He's mad funny.
And then Mac McClung points at him. Goat.
I mean, the All-Star game itself was terrible. It was probably the worst ever. I mean, respect to my boy JT for taking home MVP honors, but man, that was a pickup game.
Dude, Vanessa Bryant is looking at Kobe's old phone like. JT, right. When are you gonna stop?
All right, I don't know. You know what? We're just gonna go to the next song. That I don't even know what that was. Shine, Joey, Huge Shine Joey by Joey Badass.
Yeah, it's me, them young OG vibes. Think like I'm Steve Jobs. Malachite Stone, see the world all through Steve's eyes. Dubai stand still, stuck in my van still. I let the shine spill till I can't stand still. I got no time to waste, life is fast paced. Keep the tracks running, never come in last place. How's your bitch when I come around? She's not safe. No, she be leaving with me cause you got bad taste. She need a back brace, I need a back rub. I tell her put that face down and ass up. And then I smash her, and then I pass her. Back to you, she won't tell you the truth, so don't ask her. Hop in the ghost and go Casper. Space coupe with a rocket on me, I won't hesitate to blast you. Fuck buying cars though, I'm buying back my masters. Cause it ain't just the cash that I'm after. Had to flash back. I got a lot up on my mind, not enough time. Said I've been up on my grind, make them bitches fall in line. When you say my name, don't forget the dollar sign. Bitch, you know I got it, know I got it. Money on my mind, so you know I'm always grinding. Yeah. All my honey's dimes, I might put her in some diamonds. When your stars align, everything is perfect timing. Perfect time, yeah. That's why niggas steady shine. Never let them tell you what your worth is. Respect gotta be earned, it could never be purchased. I done made 10 million spitting verses and still ain't losing sight of my purpose. Still shedding light beneath the surface. Constant elevation, giving them revelations. They don't teach in them churches. First things first is I charge for the service. Gotta keep a steady dollar just to pacify the splurges. Satisfy the urges. Tell you my fee, it probably make you niggas nervous. Seven figure purchase, went from building blocks to building a block. Now I'm talking with my pops about some billions to cop. Nigga, I had to dick in the plot. Hit the pocket up and straight fill it with knots. I went to Greg Unit for the watch, but not the one with the rocks. Cause it ain't about what you paid, it's about what you got, nigga. Yeah, I got a lot up on my mind. Not enough time, said I've been up on my grind. Make them bitches fall in line. When you say my name, don't forget the dollar sign. Bitch, you know I got it, know I got it. Money on my mind, so you know I'm always grinding. Yeah. All my honey's dimes, I might put her in some diamonds. When your stars align, everything is perfect timing. Said everything is perfect timing. That's why niggas steady shining.
Your love is faded. Your love is faded. Your love is fading. I feel it fade. When no one ain't around. I feel it fade. I think too much. I feel it fade. Well, ain't nobody watching. I feel it fade. I just fade away. I feel it. Fade away. I think too much.
I feel it. Your love is fading. I feel it. roll up, roll up. Hold up, hold up. Pull up, pull up. I love the, I wanna, I'm tryna
feel it.
I'ma rock the boat, work the middle till it hurt
a
little.
I feel it. Your love is fading. I feel it.
Fuckin' with a real ass nigga.
I feel it.
Fuck, can you feel ass nigga?
I feel it.
Bitch, better act like you know better.
I feel it.
Whoa, no one ain't around.
I feel it, fade.
I think too much.
I feel it, fade.
Ain't nobody watching.
I feel it, fade.
I just fade away.
I feel it, fade.
That's all for tonight. This has been Instant Crush on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Tree Form Radio. Had a great time with you here. Beautiful night in Medford, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah. Snowy winter evening. Love it. Real quick to my girlfriend Emma, I'm not going to play Juice WRLD.